This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
I'm having such a busy show, and I now have another person on the line to talk to, and it's Jake from the band The High Highs. Hi, Jake.
Hello, it's Jack.
Jack, sorry.
Hi, Katie, how's it going?
And where are you at the moment?
Well, I just finished preparing, I'm sort of in the middle of preparing a casserole at my parents' house.
Which is where?
In Sydney. On the North Shore.
Oh, awesome. I've been talking to people all over the world today on my show.
Oh, nice.
Which is very exciting, and just so excited to talk to you guys. The High Highs is the band that Jack is from, and they are Sydney-born, but based in Brooklyn. Is that right?
Yeah.
Brilliant.
We've been there for about 3 years now.
Yep. Now, Jack, the High Highs are coming to, going to be doing a gig next week, I think. Is that right? In the Toff in town?
Yeah, we're playing at the Toff on June 6th.
Brilliant.
I think it's a Thursday.
Yep. And Wednesday at the Oxford Art Factory in Sydney.
Yeah.
You're going to be supporting Empire of the Sun. Is that right? Or have you already done that?
We did, the first show was last night at the
Right.
House, and another one tonight.
Fantastic. And that must be terribly exciting for you guys.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
It's sort of a dream come true for us to be playing there.
Fantastic. So that's in the concert hall of the Opera House?
Yep.
Oh, wow. I used to sing in choirs, and I've been on that stage, and I know how exciting it is.
Oh, you've been backstage and everything?
Yep. Yep.
Nice.
Yep. So congratulations on that. Now,
thank you.
Tell people about the High Highs who might not know who you are.
Well, we make ambient pop. We met in Sydney. We moved to Brooklyn about sort of independent of the band. We kept the band going when we found ourselves over there together. And then we started working with a few sort of amazing people that have really helped us along the way. And then we've sort of just released our record in January.
Yep, and that's Open Season.
Yes.
The CD. I'm going to play a track from it later, but I have been listening to your music in preparation for this interview, and I'm absolutely in love with your sound.
Oh, thank you.
it's really beautiful. And
thank you.
I was looking at your press release, and it said, now what was the word? The Dream Pop Soundscapes.
Yeah.
I love that because that's pretty accurate. And when I was listening to your sound, it reminded me a bit of Neil Young and Harvest Moon.
Oh, interesting.
Is that an influence?
That's one of my favourite records.
Yes, yes.
I don't know if we were directly listening to that record when we were making it, but it's sort of just always been there for me, that record.
It's a beautiful, beautiful record. And I quite often put it on, and it always it lifts my spirits, and just because of the beauty of it. And that's kind of how I feel about your music as well.
Oh, that's nice to hear.
Yeah. So you're... Is that what you're setting out to do, make a sound that is beautiful?
Yeah, well, we just basically follow our intuition. We try not to overthink it too much. So it's fairly straight out of the ground from us, like that record.
Yeah.
But, we do spend a lot of time trying to create a landscape and a world.
Mm.
Because, I mean, whilst keeping the voice very direct, and I think that's the sort of, that's the goal.
Yeah, yeah.
Ollie, who's the other guy, sort of does a lot of the fiddling, and I just hover over him and telling him, ordering him around, but he does a lot of the, he paints the world.
Right,
you know, after I've written the song.
I see. And, it's a beautiful result. So,
Thank you.
Congratulations on the sound. And, I mean, obviously it's my taste and I love this kind of music, but I hope that more people get to hear you. And one of your songs was featured on, an EP that came out for the movie Pitch Perfect?
Oh, yeah.
That's pretty great.
That's actually been kind of amazing. We've just been on a huge US tour with this band Vampire Weekend all around the States, and all these young girls that are fans of Vampire Weekend that hadn't heard of us were coming up and like, oh, I knew the last song from Pitch Perfect.
Ah.
So
it's an amazing exposure. Amazing exposure, one song on a soundtrack, and look what happens.
Yeah, that was kind of cool.
Yeah, yeah. Because I looked up, you know, as I said, I was on YouTube, and there were all these comments from people saying, I heard this song on Pitch Perfect.
Yeah, and then there's comments from people going, who cares what you heard?
Yeah. Exactly. Look, it doesn't matter how people come to your music. The fact is that they're hearing it and enjoying it.
Yeah, well, we're pretty cool with, like, the licensing thing. We kind of just really want our music to be heard. And
yep.
So we're pretty into, you know, within reason,
yep.
It getting out there. It's kind of cool to see it in that film.
Excellent. Now, tell me about moving to Brooklyn. Why did you do that in particular?
Well, like I say, it was actually independent of the band. We were working at a... we had jobs. I had a job offer to, like, you know, work at a recording studio over there. And then Ollie was sort of moved over about 4 months after that, and we were like, oh, let's pick up this Hi-Hi project.
Excellent.
And then that's when it really sort of started.
Yep.
And then just in January, we quit our jobs, and we've been touring since January, really.
Wow, you've taken the big leap.
Yeah. You got to do it, I think.
Yeah. I mean, the American scene is pretty incredible, isn't it, that you just have to tour and tour and tour.
It's a pretty big country.
Yeah, yeah.
We just drove from Boston to Portland.
Oh, my goodness.
On this last tour.
That's a long way.
Yeah, literally from coast to coast.
Yeah. But you must have seen some beautiful sights.
Yeah. Coming into, like, Utah and Colorado is pretty spectacular.
Yeah, I've not been there. I've been to Portland, but haven't managed to catch that beautiful scenery yet. But so is Brooklyn a thriving musical scene?
Yes. Brooklyn is definitely our home for now, at least. Just feels very natural to be there.
Yeah.
Just New York generally. I mean, I think one day I want to live in the city as well. I think that's kind of a timeless thing.
Yes, indeed. I am a huge fan of Manhattan. I've been there a couple of times, and I absolutely adore it. There's just something about that city.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, lucky you for living over there.
I know.
And congratulations on your success.
Thank you.
People can see you at the Oxford Art Factory in Sydney on June the 5th or the Toffin Town in Melbourne on June the 6th or tonight at the Opera House.
Yeah.
Supporting.
It's sold out.
Oh, it's sold out. Supporting Empire of the Sun. I wonder if the Opera House is like going to live stream that. They've been having...
Yeah, they are.
They are. Excellent.
Yeah, but they're not streaming our set.
Oh.
But if you're an Empire of the Sun fan, from 8:50 p.m.
All right. Yeah, I got onto the live streaming when, Neil Finn and Paul Kelly did a gig.
Oh, my parents went to that show.
Oh,
it was amazing.
And yeah, it was live streamed from the Opera House on YouTube, and it was magic.
But
since then, they've done Tegan and Sarah and quite a lot of other things. So this is you've got to love technology when you can listen to bands from places like the Opera House.
Hell yeah!
I wish they were streaming you guys.
Oh no!
Oh well, never mind. All right. Well, thanks so much for talking to me today, Jack.
Lovely to speak to you, Katie.
That's Jack from the High Highs here on Joy 94.9. Oh, Jack, I've been asking all my guests today to give us a bit of a shout out here at Joy for what we do for independent musicians like yourself and the LGBT community in particular, because it's our radiothon. What would you tell people?
What would I tell people?
About Joy and supporting us.
Oh, well...
say something nice about us.
Joy, well, Katie is very nice. Katie's a really nice person. Also the first gay and lesbian radio station, right?
Indeed, yes. In the first and only, yes.
So that is totally awesome.
Yes, it is. I put you on the spot, didn't I?
Yeah, totally.
No worries, Jack.
With the information at hand, that's what I've got.
Excellent. All right, well... best of luck with everything, and I might even try and come to your gig here at the Toffin Town next week.
Oh yeah, it's going to be fun. We're going to play some new songs and have fun.
Excellent. Thank you very much for calling us today.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.